Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Thursday, August 22nd. I'm Peter Biello. On today's episode, former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan urges other Republicans to vote for Harris for president. Historical preservationists work to uncover the forgotten stories of Oak Ridge Cemetery in Macon. And as the Braves take on the Phillies, a rivalry between two players reignites. These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. The Democratic National Convention wraps up this evening when Vice President Kamala Harris formally will accept the party's nomination. This year, Georgia's delegation features several politically active young people. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
15 of Georgia's 123 delegates are under 35 this year. Audrey McNeil is one of those delegates. She lives in Fulton County and said being around other young Georgians at the convention is, quote, empowering.
I think we all have a common experience coming to the DNC, being really young, having very passionate dreams about what we want to see, and kind of just being there for each other when it comes to like supporting, you know, each other's campaigns or, you know, going to caucus events together.
McNeil was also a delegate in 2020, but said the experience is different this time around since the convention was virtual due to the COVID-19 pandemic. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
Meanwhile, Georgia's former lieutenant governor, Republican Jeff Duncan, addressed the Democratic National Convention last night. He spoke in a segment with other conservatives, making the case for Kamala Harris and her vice presidential pick, Tim Walz. He said he wanted to speak directly to the Republican and independents deciding who to vote for.
Let me be clear to my Republican friends at home watching. If you vote for Kamala Harris in 2024, you're not a Democrat. You're a patriot.
Duncan has been an outspoken critic of former President Donald Trump. Duncan was lieutenant governor during the 2020 election when Trump and others are accused of attempting to overturn its results. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance blasted the Harris and Walz campaign over border security at a rally in Valdosta this afternoon. The Ohio senator also took questions from members of the press. When asked about policies that would help rural Georgia, he again addressed public safety.
Rural America has been affected by this terrible poison the drug cartels are bringing in as much as anybody. We have got to close down the border and stop the cartels from bringing this poison into our communities. We've got to re-implement basic law and order and public safety policies.
Vance was flanked by members of local law enforcement agencies, including Lowndes County Sheriff Ashley Polk. Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff is urging the IRS to waive fees incurred as a result of mail delays with the U.S. Postal Service. Ossoff says he's looking into complaints about late fees from Georgians who say they mailed their forms on time. He's been putting pressure on the Postmaster General over missing mail and delays caused by problems at a distribution center south of Atlanta. In June, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy reported that on-time mail delivery was improving, but Georgians continue to complain about delays sending and receiving mail. The Georgia Department of Public Health expects 190,000 Georgians will be diagnosed with dementia in the next 10 years, and a new study suggests chronically lonely people are at higher risk of related diseases like Alzheimer's. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
The study published in The Lancet also shows a connection between being lonely and developing other diseases and conditions like strokes. Experts agree more research is needed, but Dr. Elaine Jones, a neurologist, says chronic loneliness is linked to changes in the brain needed for social and emotional cognition and awareness.
But it is hard to measure loneliness. It's kind of like measuring pain. Everyone may have a different perception of it, and you can have scales, but you have to ask them.
Last year, the U.S. Surgeon General identified chronic loneliness as a public health crisis. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Doctors Hospital of Augusta has received the go-ahead to build a new 11-bed, $15 million emergency room west of Augusta. The Georgia Department of Community Health approved the hospital's plans for the facility in Evans. Construction is expected to break ground this fall and be complete within a year. It is now the second new ER coming to fast-growing Columbia County after Wellstar broke ground on a new medical center earlier this year. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines announced it will extend its suspension of flights to and from Israel as tensions in the region continue to grow. Late last month, Delta said it would pause flights between New York and Tel Aviv through August 2nd. The announcement yesterday extended the suspension through the end of the month. All over the South, traditionally African-American cemeteries, which for a variety of reasons have been forgotten over the years, are being rediscovered. That means the stories connected to them are too. In Macon, historical preservationists are peeling back the layers on just one such place, Oak Ridge Cemetery. GPB's Grant Blankenship recently took a guided tour.
The squawk of Kathleen O'Neill's bullhorn gets the attention of the 40 or 50 people on this sunset tour. And then it's a short walk for an astonishing story.
Right behind us over there is Miss Edie Beecher.
Edie Beecher's grave is so small, O'Neill says at first she thought Edie must have died a child.
Born in Virginia in 1799. Sold to S.T. Beecher, Milledgeville, Georgia, 1811.
Edie Beecher was black and enslaved by Samuel Beecher, who owned a hotel, the State's Rights Hotel in Milledgeville. Census records suggest Edie was the mother of at least eight of Samuel's children.
This may be why Samuel Beecher is listed on Edie's tombstone.
Amazingly, when Edie Beecher died at 103, it was not age that killed her, but a house fire.
And I'm going to be passing this off to Joey, wherever he is.
The monuments of Rose Hill Cemetery are off to our right, but here at Oak Ridge, there are only a few more headstones between Edie's and the river, hundreds of yards away.
It almost looks like you could graze horses or lambs here.
Tour participant Stephanie Woods Miller says believing in this emptiness has consequences.
When you erase places, you erase people, and you erase history.
Restoring the history at Oak Ridge began years ago, first with a historic marker.
Now you start it. Now it's going.
Then last year, in cooperation with the nonprofit group Historic Macon, a Georgia State University graduate student named Quinn Connolly began rediscovering the stories under the hill with something called ground-penetrating radar.
There's something.
He started at the top with graves like Edie Beecher's.
Yeah, I went across some of the graves up there just to see, like, in this soil type, what does it look like where I know somebody's buried in the ground?
And so with the few marked graves as a baseline for what a radar-detected burial looks like, he scanned the cemetery. Today, a year and a half later on this tour, Quinn's scanning is rendered as a single image perched on a little easel nearby. And it blew waves thread through the ground under our feet. Cemetery preservationist Joy Fernandez explains what the waves mean.
There's a lot of people out here.
Thousands.
Thousands.
Hold it up to you.
Thousands of people. It was one after another. Basically, throughout this whole grassy area.
And these were
slaves or is this?
It was 1840s and all.
Okay.
I always say where you see grass in here is you see this, there's a person there. I mean, this is here from 1840. It's full. It ran out of space.
Here at the bottom of the hill are more easels with maps. The 1879 map tells the history of this space. It's full of graves. But just 75 years later, in a 1954 map, it's erased. And Oak Ridge Cemetery is mostly white space. People buried here, the fact of that, is nearly blotted out.
You know, the thing is that it's not unusual.
Tour participant Stephanie Woods Miller again.
It's okay to be surprised. The most important thing is that you're present. Every person who's here gives these people a chance to be remembered.
More guided tours of more rediscovered history are already planned at Macon's Oak Ridge African American Cemetery. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Hi, I'm David Zelsky from A Fork in the Road on GPB. Join me Thursday, August 29th at the Tybee Post Theater on Tybee Island for a special live taping of the Fork in the Road podcast. We'll be talking about the importance of coastal Georgia and its seafood with the dedicated individuals who farm it, fish it, and serve it. Find more information at gpb.org/community.
The Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets have descended on Dublin. The football team traveled to Ireland for the season opener against the Florida State Seminoles. The Aer Lingus College Football Classic between Florida State and Georgia Tech is coming up on Saturday. In baseball, the Braves lost to the Phillies last night 3-2. Orlando Arcia launched a two-run homer in the fourth, and as he rounded the bases, he seemed to look back at Phillies first baseman Bryce Harper. And in doing so, he reignited the flames of a rivalry that began during last year's National League Division Series. In that best-of-five series between the Braves and Phillies, During Atlanta's only win, the Braves pulled off an unlikely double play that caught Harper way off first base. Arcia was quoted in the locker room after the game saying, "Attaboy, Harper." Reports of his comments did not sit well with Harper, who at the next game stared down Arcia at short as Harper rounded the bases for his own homer. So, as Arcia took his trot around the bases last night, his turn towards Harper held weight. Reporters asked him about that through an interpreter last night.
Did you look back there at Harper just like he did last year?
Que si está mirada fija a Harper como él te miró a ti el año pasado.
Yo me enfrenté mi home run.
I was just enjoying my home run.
What were you looking at then?
Que si estaba mirando algo en particular.
Me estaba disfrutando el home run.
I was just enjoying my home run.
When asked about whether last year was on his mind, Arcia responded this way.
El año pasado ya pasó. Otra vez la pregunta. No! El año pasado ya. Ya estamos en este año.
Last year was last year. I feel like we've already turned the page. We're focused on this year.
That loud no in the background came from designated hitter Marcell Ozuna, who had been filming Arcia's conversation with the press on his cell phone. Staring contests aside, the Phillies are 7 games ahead of the Braves in the NL East, and the Braves are barely hanging on to a wild card spot. A little more than a month in the regular season remains. The Braves could shrink that lead to 6 games if they prevail tonight. Rookie Spencer Schwellenbach is scheduled to get the start. And in basketball, the Atlanta Dream beat the Phoenix Mercury last night 72-63. Tina Charles advanced to number 2 on the WNBA's all-time scoring list, passing Tina Thompson with a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter. Charles now has scored 7,491 points in her career. The center recorded her 11th double-double with a dozen points and a season-high 17 rebounds. And that is all we've got for this edition of Georgia Today. If you want to learn more about any of these stories, visit gpb.org/news. And if you haven't subscribed to this podcast yet, please do it now. We'll be back in your podcast feed automatically tomorrow afternoon if you do. And your feedback is always welcome. We love hearing from you. If you send an email to us, the whole team will get it. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.